This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim, Perikud Zayin, Mishnah Tezayin. This is the last two Mishnahs of this most interesting Perik that deals with all sorts of Inyani Shi'urim. These last two Mishnahs are back to more familiar territory, the Inyanim of Kalim, which Kalim are Roy Lekamotumah, and which are not. Here we have an interesting type of case. We have Kalim that to the visible eye don't have a clear kibble. However, for whatever reasons, Lashon of the Mefarshim is Ramoim, make false bottoms on the bottom of these kelim, so the kli really does have a clear kibble. Knei Moznai, this is the scale, the Hamochoik, and it's also something that's used to measure, Miloshon Mechika, it smooths out a big pile of whatever's being sold, tvua, spices, in order to make it flat, in order to measure it accurately. Sheyesh bohen base kibul matochis. They put in, on the bottom of the scale, Ramoyim would put in a piece of metal to weigh down that side of the scale, obviously in order to be able to charge more. It's a lav deraisa, that's for sure, it's an averu chamura. But lemaisa, the kli itself, does have a base kibul. Similar type of idea is vehoesel, is some type of pole that they would carry, porters would carry packages with. Sheyesh boi beis kibul mois. Seems like the way the Mefarshim explained it, they made a false bottom. The thing itself doesn't have a beis kibul. They made a false bottom to put the money they would receive for the job. Then they'd be able to, I don't have any money, empty out his pockets, there's nothing there. And then he'd be able to be makrish that he was paid, and then he'd be able to put up a fight and maybe get some more money. The kona shall oni sheyesh by beis kibul mayim. There were aniyim, they used to go collecting. They claimed they were starving them. Nothing, give me a drink, some food to eat, something. And meanwhile, he had some food or some water in the false bottom in the stick that he was walking with. Umakel sheyesh by beis kibul. Another type of stick that has base kibble that they would put over there, mezuzah margolius. This was a false bottom in order to evade taxes when they would cross from town to town. Harei lutmei, they mekabel tumah, they all are considered a base kibble. Val kulan omer av yechem and zakei oily im oimer. Obviously, who wants to pass in such halachas? So yechem and zakei, when he would teach this halach, he would say, oily im oimer. If I teach these dinim, so I'm teaching ways to ganver rachman al tzlan. Oylim lo yoyim. Lemaisa, the ramoyim, they're not, one would assume they're not talmidim chachamim. And there are people that could be metamei, truma, kotchim, whatever it is, from these kelim, because they consider them things that are that don't transmit tumah. Gemara in Bava Basra, Peites, actually has harichas on it, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was mislambit, he was mistapik. Could I not teach a chelik of Torah? The Talmidim are not going to paskin properly. On the other hand, how could I teach such things by Rabbim? Lubsoif, he was machel to posuk, ki yisharm darke Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, poishim yigoshlubam. Tzadikim light up the world, and Torah lights up the way for them. Poishim can always find in Torah something to abuse, to misuse. So he taught it. Now, what it would sound like is that it had to be taught, not just because it's a chelik haTorah, but because there could be a mistake made. So let's take a step back, and let's think to ourselves, what would be the tzad shekeneged? Why wouldn't any of the Talmidim that were present not have taught, let's say these halachas would have been skipped. Why would they have made a mistake? What would the mistake be based on? It's a simple kli that has a beis kibul. So you look at the Tver's song, the Yochanan's Kuflam and Gimel, and he says the chiddush of the Mishnah is even though the base kibul was made be'isser, afilo hochi it's mekabel tumah. It's hard to understand. It was made be'isser, so what? Whereas a kli, it's like a mitzvah baba avera, a kli hanase be'isser. Somebody built a kli on Shabbos or out of isure hanod, so it's not mekabel tumah. Mishnah Achrayna says that even though the kli kibul is not osu lekabel todeh, that's not the real use of the thing, right? It's just if he wants to fool somebody. So how often does that have to be? It's not clear. If it's used once in a while, so a kli that has a kli kibul that's not used tamid is not called oimid lakach. Also not so clear. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis seems to say something else. It says, Pshute Kliyetz, which shouldn't be Mekabel Tuma Deraisa, since you made for them a base kibul, it sounds like it's added to the Kli. Kilu, but I mean, it would be not to look at it as part of the Kli. In the Tzura of the Kli itself, not. The bottom that has a base kibul is not really part of the Kli. It would be a psahamina, psalom de shahavimina, that you can't consider, since it's there b'sei, so you can't consider it part of the kli. So mela would be a psahavimina, they wouldn't pass him that way, and mela, that's why it had to be taught. Mishnah Yudzayin, tachtis hatzorfin. This was some type of kli eight, it was a kli kibul, that was put under a tzorif, is somebody who uses fire to smelt different metals, a goldsmith, a silversmith. So they're shaving the piece of gold in order to make some type of piece of jewelry out of it. And there are little pieces of gold and silver that fall down that should be caught. They're quite valuable. Little shavings of gold and silver add up. So Mele, you wouldn't want them to get lost. Not like wood chips that fly when a carpenter is working. So Mele, you want them to catch it, so it has base kibble, tmeo. Vishal nafochim. The thing that's underneath the same type of work table of a blacksmith, it's not osel kabbalah. The bottom of where he's working is not osel kabbalah. You don't care what falls down. So that's pshute kliyetz, and it's tahiru. The chiddush over here is that even though the etzim shape is the same, it's not oimid lekibul. It's not miyud lekabbalah. Goes back a little bit to what we said in the Mishnah before, that maybe the mokim to here, why the false bottom wouldn't render it a cliche based kibbles, because not oimid lekach, something like that. So over here also, the shel nafochim, even though in terms of design there is a base kibble, but it's not oimid lekach. So it doesn't have a din of a cliche based kibble. Mashchezes is a piece of wood that they used to use to sharpen knives. Sheyesh ba base kibble shemen. It has a base kibble, l'chara, for shemen, which means that some of the times when they were sharpening the knives, what they would do is they would stick it in the base kibble. They would get a film of oil on the knife, and with that it was easier to push back and forth to sharpen it. So it has base kibble for something that's part of its usage. The shein bov, it doesn't have a base kibble. Tahira, that chelik is ganz pashut. Pinkis sheyesh boy base kibble shaiva. Pinkis is something that's made of boards of wood, and it's used. Chazal always use it to record. So let's say they would carve on. Let's say a soicher would have how many deliveries he made. So he would make a 1, 2, 3, 4. He would notch on the pinkis or something like that. Sheyesh boy base kibble shaiva. Some of them, the way he would write on it was not by scratching it or by painting. Paint, theoretically, they have the same thing. But they would use wax. They would use wax to write their rishimas on the pinkis. So it has the base kibble for the shava, for the wax. Tomei, the shein boy, doesn't have the base kibble for it. So then it's gone. Then it blibes pshut and kliyetz. Well, just in the context of this mission, we'll open up an inyan. The Rambam says something different over here. And it's also in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Kelim, that when we talk about the Shal Nafchin Tehoiro and the Tzorfin Tmeo, what we're talking about over here is that there's a container of eights, and there's a base kibble, and the work that's done is meant to fill the kli. I'm not sure exactly what the mitzvah is, but the work is made to fill up the kli with a piece of eitz, and it's meant to be full. There's a base kibble, but it's not meant to be an empty space that one could put in things. It's meant to hold on to the eitz that's in it, and that's the discussion. The Rambam gives us a name. Base kibble ha'osi l'maloisa. Base kibble means there's a space here that's functional. There is a space here that's functional, but the space that's functional, the functionality of it, is to be full of the thing that's put in, and it stays like that. So it's like a wheelbarrow that's permanently filled up. We've mentioned this Yisoid before, that something that's permanently filled up, now it's not osui, as to be used as a base kibble. So then it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. So the Rambam has this klal that beis kibul ha'osu l'maloisoi ene beis kibul. The Rambam says this also in Perek Dalet halacha gimel. We had this amichpah shel ashkef. We had this earlier. That's not metame because the thing inside is full of avonim. So Reb Chaim, the Chiddush HaGrach HaLashas, has a whole shekloli on this inyan, klapi what you use the din osu l'maloisoi and klapi what not. Very tiffy pieces, and again, different things that we're not going to go into now. We'll just say over why is this Reb Chaim in Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Beis? Because this is a famous kasha that if we see something that has a base kibbul, but it's osu l'maloisoi, as not having a base kibbul, then we run into a problem. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah Perek Hei. If a person uses pieces of wood, which is kosher v'schach, but it's something that has a shem kli, and it's mekabel tumah, it's posel v'schach. It's one of the prerequisites in schach is A, it has to be made out of gedule karka, B, it has to be something that's not mekabel tumah. So the Rambam says, sichcha b'chitzim, b'schorim k'shero, you're talking about something like nails that go into a socket. So chitzim is literally arrows. It's a piece that goes in. Bischorim is the piece that goes in. Binekevo is psula is the part that's in the wall that it goes into. Afal pishu osilis malis bebarzel. It's called davar mekabel tumah. So the Rambam says very clearly that even though it's osilis malis, it's considered davar mekabel tumah. What happened now with Klal? And the pashut is that's a gemara over there in Sukkah Daf Yud Beis. Mefarshim asked the Kasha, Chlener, the Malay Haroyim, they suggest different chilukim. There's a difference between koidim shenismala and after shenismala, the etzem, piece of wood that kinekeva meant lekabel, before something's put in will be mekabel tumah, after something's put in, it loses its shem kli. And Reb Chaim has his raid. Ayin shom, arichus dvar. Now let's go weiter in the Mishnah. Machzelas hakash ushvayferes hakash. Machzelas is a mat, and it's mentally yeshiva l'shchiva, so it's b'chara miud l'tumas madris. Kash, by the way, is the part of the tevin that's left over afterwards in the field, so you can make things out of it. So here it was woven into something that's termed l'shchiva. Ushvayferes hakash, we have a straw, shvayferes literally a straw. Over here, a regular straw, of course, wouldn't be mekabel tumah, it doesn't have a base kibble. Over here, you're going to be talking about something that was hollowed out, and it was turned into some type of flimsy kli that does have a base kibble. Rabbi Kiva Mitame, he holds that kelim that are made out of kash, like we just said, it's pretty flimsy, it's light. That's enough to be considered a shem kli. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Mitaher, he holds that kli kash is ene b'nei kayoma. Shalom would be to translate it for us into disposable cups. A plastic cup is a midi demiskayim. One of the thin paper cups that they use to take a drink, and people want to know if they can use them for netilas yodayim. Hold it under a faucet, one of these kelim, for 5, 10, 15 seconds. It starts getting soft, and eventually it falls apart after a few minutes. That's emid leskayim. L'chot to dama pasha, that it would be a kli. Reb Shimon Aimer, Afshal Pakois, if it's made out of a gird, the gird had a tough skin, they would hollow it out, and they would make a kli out of it. Use it for a holder, for a container, for a water pitcher. Ki yaitze behem, it has the din of kelim bekash, and over there also it'll be machlaikis between the tannoim. Now the wording of the Mishnah is a little bit interesting. Seems to be a tanakama over here that there's a machlaikis between Reb Yochanan ben Nuri and Reb Kiva by these two kelim that are made out of kash. Reb Shimon Oimer, which is usually a Loshon of a Tana Cholekes, Af Ki Yitzibahem. So what we just explained, that Af Ki Yitzibahem, L'Chairo, what that means is that there's a day of Reb Shimon that holds that the Machloikis between the Tanoim, Reb Yechem and Nuri, and Reb Kiva is a Machloikis that makes sense to apply even by Dlas. And L'Chair, then the Hezbollah that we just said is correct. However, Loita Tanakama, that the machloikis is only by clay kash. So there's a sugi and Shabbos Daf Samach Vov. And what it says over there is that the machloikis is, does kash have a din of eitz? That means, we discussed this at the beginning of Kli Eitz, that there's a nidan in Rishonim. This that we say a kli eitz is mekabel tuma, is that anything grows from the ground. Kol gedulei karka, or is that dafke eitz? Maybe the machloikis is gufa in that. Maybe the machloikis is whether the top part of the tevin has a shame eitz, because it's like sort of the wood of a chita. The same way there's the wood of a tree, the bark of a tree is obviously wood. So this is the bark, the wood of what grows in a field. That would seem to be what the machloek is about. So then it's a machloek that's unique to kash. Has nothing to do with las, with kelim that are made out of pekuas. So the reason why the Rishonim and Shabbos Daf Samach Bava says the machloek is yichoshev kash eitz or not, because they're going with the Tanakama. Loitub Shem, it's obviously not a machloek is in kash specifically. So you'll have to say what we just said. It's a shayla on a throwout, whether something that's flimsy and it'll fall apart, whether it has a shem v'kli. Machtelos kanim v'shel chelef. Machtelos, again, a woven mat that's made out of kanim, made out of reeds. Chelef is some type of grass, also they were able to make mats out of. Tohiro, it's mekabel, it's tor milekabel toma. The toma we'd be talking about, the shchiva, the yeshiva, is tomas medras. Mefarshim explain over here, it's not oimid l'shchiva or yeshiva, it's oimid l'schicha. It's oimid to put on top of a roof, for shade. That does not render something in oimid l'kabal tumu. Shveferes hakona, a straw that's made out of some type of kli, that's made out of a reed. Shechatocha l'kabolo, he made a maisa in it to turn it into a clay kibble. Ad sheyotzi es kol hakochai. Until it takes out all the inside the kone, wasn't hollow, so the inner part, which is probably soft and white, has to be scraped out. Until everything is scraped out, even though he already did the shaping, but doesn't have a shame kli, until it actually functions as such, because the hollowed part is completely hollowed out. You open up the sugi in Shabbos. I'm in the sugi over there in Daf Yutes and Daf Chof, and the sugi is mechalek between Machzelus kanim gedoyla, machzelus kanim ketano. A machzelus kanim gedoyla is oimid l'sichuch and not l'shchivo. A machzelus kano of ketano is oimedes l'shchivo. It's small, it's big enough to fit one person, so it's made l'shchivo. So then it's miyuid l'tumas medris. That's what's mufurish over there in the Gemara. Now, when you look at Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chof Gimel, which is talking about Hilchas Muktzah, which Kalim, you're allowed to move on Shabbos, Letzach Kuf and Mekaymoy, which are not Kalim at all. So it says over there that a Kana is not Mekabel Tumah. Criteria of the Shem Kli is that Kana, even if it's hollowed out, Rashi says over there, and Be'etzem, physically, it has a base Kibul, but it's not meant to put anything in, so it's not a Kli Kibul. It's any Osir Lekabel. Samela does not have a din to be mekabel tumah. You open up the same type of idea, take pieces of, like we have pieces of bamboo, so you want to take pieces of reed. That was common in those days. So in Hilchas Sukkah, Tofresh Chof Tes, the Morgan Avrom says, Kanem afa pishyesh lam beis kibul ksheirim, kimu shalai nasu l'kabola, what we just quoted from Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Chof Gimel. And the Morgan Avrom says, it's not like the Orchaz Chaim. Beis it brings shittis over there, that if the kanim have a clay kibul physically, they can be mekabel, even though they're not oimid lekach. The halacha is that they have a shame roy lekabel tumah. You can't use them b'schach. That's the shita of the Orchaz Chaim. He brings a raya from what we mentioned before about chitzim nekevois psula, because it has a clay kibul. Tzushtal is not a tzushtal. One is osu l'malois, one is osu l'kabel, one is not osu l'kabel. So, g'deli achreinim, kadmoinim, Radbaz, and others already asked, Radbaz is doichet, v'chumr of doichet chayim, b'shtei yadayim, Morgan Avram also. And that's, Klai Yisrael's noig that way. You think about it, it's mamash not so different than bamboo. If you have a bamboo that has, theoretically, it's hollowed out, doesn't have the inside, or you have a half a bamboo stick, it's not osu l'kabel, but theoretically you would be able to fill it with orange juice. You could fill it with something. You could put in seeds. So it has a base kibul, but l'maisa it's not osu l'kach. So, Chayr Klai Yisrael does use v'schach. Among Avram says, V'chein Amad Debar. That's the meaning by Klal Yisrael. Shaz, what's Pshat Aruch Chaim? So Mishnah's Taras has a whole Arichus. It brings a lot of Marim Kaimis. One idea that's again the Sugi and Sukkah over there in Daf Yud Gimel is what happens if you have L'moshul things that are Oichel that are not Royal Kabbal Tumah now. You have fresh fruit. They're not Royal Kabbal Tumah now because they were never Huchsha B'mayim. It's Halacha that Oichel has to be Huchsha B'mayim in order to be Kabbal Tumah. So over there we say that it's Oimid, since it's Oimid to be Huchsha, so we consider already something that's Dava Mekabal Tumah, even though Batsim practically now, it's not Mekabal Tumah. So you would have to say the same type of idea of Kanim, they're Ro'i Lekabal Tumah, they're even Oimid Lekach, all they need is for a person actually to be Miyachid Lekach. So that's enough, the Oimid Lekach and the physically Roy Lekach is enough to be considered to consider a Dava Mekabal Tumah. The Oches Chaim brings a raya from Kaneshel Zeisim. Now, Kaneshel Zeisim, they were miyachid lekabolo. So what he means to bring a raya from there is that when something physically has the capability of being a clay kibul, so we see it as such even without a maisa specifically. That's the case by Kaneshel Zeisim. You don't need to do something for it. You just need to designate it. If it's enough to designate it, then it's mamash oimid lekach, not mechusa maisa. So if it's oimid lekach, even though it wasn't designated, that's like a peiros. Shaloi nofel aleihem mayim, so then the halacha is that it's considered a kli. Where this machlokes Yerushalayim might be obgeteicht is the way Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi, in Perches Melachos Mekvois, Negeh Temayim Shuvim says, is that the shayla is something which is any osel lekabola. It's not a kli at all. Or it's a kli that doesn't have a clay kibul. That's a good shayla. Pshute kliates, which is not mekabel tumah deraisa. It's not a cheftz of a kli. Or it's a kli that doesn't have the tnai of dumi desak. If it's only a tnai, so if it's not mechusa maisa, so you can hear that batsim it is oimid lekach. If the pshat is it's not a kli, so if it's not oimid lekabola, it doesn't have a shem kli at all. It's not enough just to be oimid lekach. It has to be designated lekach. It has to be miyuchad or miyud lekach. Maybe that's not going to join him. That's the raid of this day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.